Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, let's see if we can get this in one take. One, or you're going to rock it. Three, two, one. Hi. Ooh, Alessandra said that at the same time.
Big gap.
Anyway, sorry, just trying to make it harder for you to edit. I'm going to turn you up slightly.
Okay.
Turn me up. Okay. Welcome back to I Read Online Somewhere, here every week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful questions you probably should have asked your science teachers at school. I'm Amy, and I didn't ask these questions either, but luckily for me, I'm joined by two handsome men called Andrew and Ross.
That's your ad-libbing. Oh, hi.
Ross is complaining that we sound too scripted at the start, because we do, so I've ad-libbed. But you'd like that one.
Okay.
I feel better.
Hi, I'm Ross.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
Yeah, and they don't need to know if you're handsome or not because they can't see you. They can just hear you.
I literally just posted a video yesterday, like a picture of us all yesterday.
Yeah, and a horrific one of me, but anyway.
Well, I could take another one.
No, I'm okay. So I'm still in my pajamas. I'm just in another pair of pajamas.
I'm in my PJs too.
Yeah.
I am fully clothed.
Hey, I'm fully clothed.
I even have shoes on.
Do you have shoes on?
Yeah.
Do you? Do you wear inside the house?
You just told me to take the bins in, so...
Well, then take them off at the door.
I'm in slippers. I'm very on edge. I feel really on edge that you're on wearing shoes, just cutting about the house.
I feel on edge that you're in pyjamas.
Oh, I feel okay about it. But yeah, anyway, what are we? Season 3, episode 9. And this week we're all about... And I think it's Andrew's.
Oh, it's
week.
Me. It's me. Sorry.
It's your week.
So,
sound.
Sound. Could you
like a Scottish slang, like you know that sound, or sound like sound? Sound.
Well, actually, so it's all about the sound in films and games, and actually how important it is.
Ross is woken up.
Yeah. So, I didn't. I was watching a. I was watching a really informative. TikTok, and it was all about when they were screening for the film. I think it was Halloween. It was either Halloween or The Exorcist. It was one of those two. And what they did was they screened at one of those like preview screenings. They screened it without the soundtrack in the background, so they were just screening the movie, and it kind of got okay reviews, and it wasn't like a great film.
Well, so like no talking.
No, so there was talking, no, but there was no like music behind it. So there was
The Jaws, like
yeah. So all of that was like, and how that was kind of interesting. And then what they did was they put it on and did like with the sound, and then they sort of like got a completely different reaction from the audience. And the article kind of goes on and talks about how like the importance of the sound. So do you guys have any idea as to what might be evoked?
Oh, two big words for this time of night.
I know.
Dumb it down, come on.
Voked?
Oaked?
Oh wait, I've got it. How do you think music makes you feel? There you are.
I think from what you're trying to say is you need music for like the suspense. Because you know things like Psycho or even Jaws. even like, yeah, I think you need it because you know when you hear the music and you, like it creates tension, and then I feel like I'm in my media studies this year.
That's really good. This is good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the like colloquialism of like Hitchcock's.
You did a whole degree as well. Wow. You didn't just do it in school. You know, 4 years of your life. I hope we can do more than this. Like, come on, let's hear it.
Yeah, create extension or something.
So it was quite interesting though, because you went straight for it. Now, I don't know if that was because I kind of primed you by talking about scary movies, and you talked about scary movies there. You didn't kind of go for the other emotions.
Happy movies.
Well, so, I was going to go for the thing where I can remember feeling this is the Avengers Endgame.
Oh, God. Ross, what, did you just cry again?
Yeah, I did.
Every Marvel movie, Ross is just like in tears, and I'm just like, wake up and I'm like, well, what is going on?
Stop falling asleep during the movies. That's the problem.
Let me just play this. Do you mean you don't get a vote
yes,
for this?
Yes, I do. That's it.
No, to be honest, I don't think I've seen Endgame.
You have. We watched it on that plane.
I've watched it on... it's like asleep.
And you won't hear the music there. I'm getting goosebumps already.
Yeah, I've got goosebumps. That gives
is that
me goosebumps.
Endgame?
Yeah. I'm not going to play it
try
off.
The Harry Potter.
Well, tell you what. How about this one? What does this evoke? What about this one?
It's just like Guess the Movie. Is that Jungle Book?
Opera. Is it Up?
So, yeah, this is Married Life, the theme from Up.
Yeah.
The one that
I felt like Happy Childhood. That's what I felt like.
8 minutes of sadness. And then what about... Finished. Hold on, I had like a whole load. Right, okay, what does this one make you think of?
Indian.
Is this Prince of Egypt again, Andrew?
It's not Prince of Egypt, no. You don't know this song?
Christmas.
Is it Mariah Carey?
No.
Christmas, though, because I can hear a bell.
So that was the the Coca-Cola advert for the trucks coming through.
Holidays are coming.
No, it's Christmas, just from the bells.
Okay, right. So I'll ask you then, what does this one invoke?
Is Christmas a feeling?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Why not?
Of course it is. It's more than a feeling. Bless My Soul, Harpers in a Row.
Who's the name of the film? I feel excited. I'm ready for a fight.
So those are obviously movie ones, and they bring back like an element of nostalgia, loveliness. And that's kind of important because it takes you back to a connected story that you know about or love or, you know.
It's interesting that, like Hercules one, like takes you back. But when you heard it for the first time, what was it evoking? Right now, it evokes us going back to nostalgia. But back at the time, it was just like, oh, it's just music.
Yeah, quite. But it must have, you know, if you think back to when you were talking about the Avengers one, so Avengers Portals, that music, like, it does give you chills because at the same time, that's the same sort of emotion that you were feeling beforehand.
Yeah.
Surely, when you were actually in the cinema.
But the cinema, I've seen that for the first time, yeah.
It gives you connections that they also convince you that the world is real. So, and they not convince you that it's real, but they allow you to sort of believe that the place that you are in, or, you know, especially if you're playing games, that they are part of... Oh, I'm about to Disney-fy it. Part of your world. And, you can imagine...
To sing everything.
You know, you can imagine the world that you're being in. So, for video games, a lot of background music stuff puts you into that world, and therefore you feel more part of it, which allows a deeper connection for feelings and stuff. So that was the article this week. I just thought it was really interesting because I've got loads, I listen a lot to movie soundtracks, and I just love it. And some of my favorite jokes are about movie soundtracks. For example, what is Mario's favorite fabric?
Yahoo!
I don't know.
Denim, denim, denim. Denim, oh, denim, denim. Denim, denim, denim. Denim, denim, denim.
When he meets Bowser. Can I ask you guys this? Try and do Pirates of the Caribbean, but without going into Billie Jean. Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. So try and do din 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 din. I can't do it. Din din din. So try and do the Pirates. Okay, you try, Andrew. How can you guys both do this and I just go din 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 din?
Have you tried them? It's like so. Do you know the the song from Star Wars? Star Wars theme. Okay, good. Now, do you know the Indiana Jones?
I learned the what one, sorry?
Indiana Jones.
I've never seen Indiana Jones.
Can you now do Superman?
Written by the same person.
But you have to sing all three, Ross. So now do Indiana Jones. It's really so. They're all written by. I think it's John Williams.
A smooth criminal.
And that's one of the things is that like a lot of our famous stuff is written by like John Williams or Alan. What's his name? Alan Silvery.
Who's Zimmerman then?
Oh yeah, Hans Zimmerman. Yeah. He did he did all the Christopher Nolan ones. So he does like Time from Inception, which you would totally know. He does the one from Interstellar. Play Time because you would totally know Time.
I think he says you may have seen this one.
Have you never seen Inception?
We've seen Inception. We saw it together.
I know. I was trying to make.
Oh.
Okay.
Anyway.
I've seen Inception once and didn't like it.
I love it. You didn't like Inception?
No. Is it a book? Is it the same person that did Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy?
Oh, that was a terrible film. That was awful. Confusing. That was a terrible, terrible film.
Why do we just talk about films every week?
I don't know. Anyway, so that was my thing.
I want to ask on this topic. So... music and the soundtrack has a big effect. I also think when you take it away, it also has a big effect as well. Can you tell me films where that's happened?
Where music has been taken away?
Yeah, no music.
Probably an Oscar winner one. Saving Private Ryan, the first 5-10 minutes or something.
I think it's like 15 minutes. The first 15 minutes of Saving Private Ryan have no music.
Oh no, it just has, and so does...
It's just the sounds of war, just explosions and people shouting. And it's really noticeable. I think Dunkirk does it as well. Dunkirk's just got a bit...
Apocalypse Now not do it as well?
May do.
I don't know. Just name loads of films.
I've never seen any.
But it's also, when it's like that, it's I find that really hard-hitting as well.
It moves over because in those situations, music or background sounds wouldn't necessarily be... as important because the other sounds, the sounds of the war or whatever, they must be more important. And again, you get that for thrillers. So when music stops or there is a silence, that makes you sort of feel like, ooh, danger. And that's quite interesting.
When there's a violin going, that's when something's gonna jump out.
Or or the foreboding of something. So, I don't know. Have you guys seen Stranger Things yet?
No, not the new season.
Okay, well, it's not a spoiler. But
been too busy watching Obi-Wan.
There's a clock. There's a clock that chimes, and that is like a foreboding sound of what's going to happen. It's quite good. So,
tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Amy, it's time for...
Oh, it's time for my quiz.
Amy's science quiz. Amy's science test. I'd forgotten what we call it, so we'll put both in.
I mean, I cut all of that anyway and just put the jingle. But yeah, sure.
let Ross have his moment.
I thought you just added it every week. Like, from
there's like a jingle. Oh, no. Okay, Amy, question one.
I thought I'd done really well for weeks and you were just like adding the music on top of it.
No, it's literally, I cut hey, it. Ross. I cut oh, it man. And I put hey, the jingle.
That's
I'm
all
so
I
sorry.
Do in this podcast. Like, that's my only line.
Amy's science test.
Right, Amy, question one.
Mm-hmm.
Why are clouds white?
Oh, are they white?
I suppose I'm looking out a window right now and it's like brown
and gray. I'm looking
out
a window,
so
I'm like,
yeah.
Why are you guys white? I don't know, now I'm like, what is a cloud? I don't know. Gases? Ross is looking to see, I'm like, oh, try again. Well, I honestly don't know, candy floss? I don't know, actually. I honestly don't know.
Is it... well, yeah, that's a good question. Again, you've taken the question, completely changed it, made it your own question, and not answered that either.
You do.
But
you,
let's start with
you
what, is, what is a cloud? Let's start with that.
What is a cloud, Ross? Sounds a bit physicsy.
I think it's water vapor droplets grouped together.
So technically a gas.
No. Oh, well, sorry. No, I don't mean vapor. I mean liquid droplets. You're right. Sorry, I misspoke.
Okay, why is it white?
I don't know. I like how you put Ross, I think. I'm like, do you not know? Yeah. Do you know?
Okay, I'd have to leave this blank. Know. I don't. No. Do you know why it's white?
I know why it's white, yeah.
Why?
It's just reflecting.
Oh my god, I was
going
to say reflection.
No. I thought that was like a good one for you because I thought, Amy knows about reflection.
I know, but then I was getting confused with like why this guy's blue is because it reflects off the sea or something. Is that not detention. Why is this guy blue?
that's what I would have said. It's just reflection of light, but it is water.
Why does it go grey then sometimes?
Well, because there's more water.
Oh, okay.
So there's
less light. So grey is just, it's actually white. It's all the colours, but there's just less of it. And you go from white to grey to black. That's all the different colours included in there. Whereas if you've got something like red, that means there's no blue and green. There's just red getting through. Right. So actually, if you see grey, you're still seeing all the colours. There's just less of them.
Oh, cool. If I had to write down an answer there, I would have probably put reflection. Mainly because it's kind of my go-to. But I'll take zero for that. because I didn't.
Okay. Okay. Next question. Why does your skin go wrinkly in water?
Oh, is this from my son?
he wrote
that.
And said...
I'm impressed he can write.
So am I. He's a quick child.
He said...
Is it to do with like water retention in your skin? Because your water's like porous and it's all getting in and I don't know.
Not quite. So water doesn't get in. If water got in, that's kind of a problem.
We're not like 90% water, or is that a jellyfish?
No, we're pretty high in water, but it's kind of kept slightly differently. So we don't really want to take in water through our skin because that stops our cells from bursting if they come in contact with water.
Is that osmosis?
That's osmosis. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. But our skin goes wrinkly in water to make it easier to grip things. Because
so
you have
like...
more contact points. Essentially,
so it's like an evolutionary thing.
Yeah. When your fingers go kind of pruny, like it allows you to grip things better, or at least that is the current thought. This changes all the time. So at one point it was like, oh, you've been in the water too long. Other times it's like, well, it is to grip things.
In fairness, it's only your hands and feet that go wrinkly. Like the rest of your skin doesn't. So it must.
Yeah.
That has really blown my mind.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, right?
Yeah, I definitely would not have guessed that. So.
Yeah. And final question. How do fresh...
Have you given us the answer?
No. I just read fish wrong.
Fish.
I read fresh because I was trying to read the next word. It's so stupid.
Sorry, we're going to take advantage of this. Every time you record it, I'm going to do something.
Fresh.
How do fish breathe underwater?
Fresh.
We just alluded to that. Is it not osmosis? Is it not? Or diffusion? One of them? That's how fish breathe, no? I thought they'd take in like water through osmosis and then like get the oxygen from it and expel the rest.
No, you're not wrong.
Is
I
it
mean,
not? I
it's
swear
not osmosis, though.
Really?
Yeah, osmosis is the movement of water molecules. And
there's definitely something in my brain about osmosis and fish and breathing.
Definitely diffusion would be like you'd be
maybe
with
it's diffusion.
Yeah, and they are basically the same thing.
So they take in the water and then is it not like their gills?
Gills, yeah.
What's a gill again? Does that not
the
like filter
the side.
Yeah, does that not like filter the water like gets oxygen out and chucks the water back out?
Yeah.
In fairness, I thought it was osmosis. I remember studying osmosis and diffusion at the same time, but like, diffusion does not get a big enough shout out.
No.
People would say osmosis a lot, but pure diffusion.
And especially
sounds
when.
Quite carry.
Like, osmosis is just a version of diffusion, and diffusion happens a lot more.
Just water, or is it any liquid?
Ross, jump in to teach you.
Osmosis is just water. Yeah, just water.
So, and diffusion is gases.
Is
diffusion can just be a bit of whatever.
Yeah,
just
pretty much whatever else is diffusion.
Yeah, it's quite broad, Ross. You know.
Don't
worry, I'll teach you. I'll keep it right, Andrew.
That is right. So the fish kind of gulp the water.
Are
the
you
water
impressed?
Passes out through their gills, and at that point, they've got in their gills. They've got like little capillary type vessels. So that's essentially their lungs. And as the water passes over it, diffusion happens, so the carbon dioxide comes out into the water and oxygen goes in, and then that water just comes out the other side of the gill. So yeah, that's brilliant. So that's when you take a fish
quite
out of water.
Quite stressed if their gill is like stuck.
Yeah, well, so if you take a fish out of water, it's suffocating. Yes, it's suffocating, not drowning. So sometimes I've heard people say like, "Oh, it's drowning." It's not. It's suffocating because it can't breathe the water, which is why it opens its mouth because it's trying to get more water in.
Oh, I feel really sad for them.
Yeah, it is quite sad. But yeah. So yeah, there you go.
So for the gases to get I'm just learning here. For the gases to get into the gills, they need to be wet. So Do we have like a similar thing in our lungs? Like, are our lungs wet to allow gas to go into the like blood easier?
Ross, do you not know how this works?
No, I don't. I'm a physics teacher.
I think I even know. Well, no, I don't. I just know.
Do I tell?
I know that the pulmonary artery takes the unoxygenated blood away from your lungs.
Once again, Amy has taken a question.
I just know that it has gone through the four chambers. Yeah, the blood goes through your heart, the four chambers, then goes into your lungs, to give them oxygen, and then the pulmonary artery takes it away. Is that not how you oxygenate
it's
blood?
The pulmonary
or
so
lungs
the your pulmonary artery
goes
is
away,
right.
Vein goes in.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. The artery goes away,
but away from the heart. So the pulmonary artery goes. It is the one that goes from the heart to the lungs.
Oh, pulmonary is like.
And then the pulmonary vein comes back to the heart, and then it goes out.
And it
goes like
left atrium, right atrium, left ventricle. Is that it?
No.
Is that the four chambers? You missed one out.
right atrium, right ventricle, then out to the lungs, then back left atrium, left ventricle, and then out to the body.
Okay, roughly.
Yeah, you were there. You got all the right words.
It was all right.
Just not in the right order. But yeah, I mean, like, you got all the words.
Refraction.
But yeah, to answer your question, Ross, yeah, your lungs are moist.
Ooh, you just upset a few listeners there.
I know I did. Moist. Actually, that the moisture in your lungs, so that's why you kind of also have hot, sweaty breath, because you need that in order for the gas to move over efficiently. So that is important. So yeah, and if you have hot, sweaty breath and would like to tell us about it, please email us at iReaditOS@gmail.com or contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok at iReaditOS. Please do subscribe and share our podcast. Please do comment on it, because we are slowly making our way up the charts and would really like to hit that 100 mark. So thank you very much for everybody who's already posted or commented. But if you could keep that up, that'd be great. Thank you very much, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.